ABC Radio Australia.
To Samoa, where the division within the ruling FAST party continues despite a brief show of unity to defeat a no-confidence vote against Prime Minister Fiamme Naomi Mataafa. The opposition forced the vote in Parliament, arguing Fiamme no longer commanded a majority of MPs due to the fallout between her and FAST party chairman Lauli Leutier-Schmidt. It's a twisted tale, but in short, the party voted to expel Fiamme last month after she sacked Lauli from her cabinet when he refused to stand down after being charged with several criminal offences. But all that was temporarily overlooked yesterday when her estranged colleagues voted to defeat the opposition's no-confidence motion, 34 votes to 15. So to help us make sense of it all, we're joined by our Samoa reporter, Adele Fruin, who was in Parliament yesterday. With that, I say mālore soifua, Adele.
Mālore soifua, Aggie.
Thank you for joining us this morning. My goodness, I need to get this straight. Do you mean to tell me that a fair number of FAST MPs want to get rid of Fiamme, but they voted to support her and defeat the no-confidence motion? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. The FAST chairman, Lauli Leutier-Schmidt, himself and his loyal FAST members want Prime Minister Fiamme to resign because they lost confidence in her leadership. However, they all stood behind her to defeat the vote of no confidence.
Yeah, which is really a strange sort of turn of events. But if we look at Lauli himself and FAST reporters, well, why don't they just join with the opposition and vote Fiamme out of office and then maybe elect him as Prime Minister? I mean, did he outline his reasoning in Parliament?
Yes, that's correct. Because they knew Prime Minister Fiamme will call for Parliament to dissolve through advice of the head of state, this will automatically trigger a snap election, which means Lauli could not be elected as Prime Minister and, most importantly, not fulfil the many promises to the people, such as passing the laws they said they would pass, you know, just before coming into power. Now, the FAST chairman gave Prime Minister Fiamme an ultimatum to resign in Parliament. If she had done this, it would not trigger a snap election, and it would be possible to have Lauli be elected as Prime Minister because he claims to have the support of 29 FAST members in Parliament.
Yeah, Adele, as you say, there were repeated calls for her to resign, but what did Fiamme have to say in Parliament in response to that?
Prime Minister Fiamme did not address the calls for her resignation in Parliament. However, she did mention if she were to lose the vote of no confidence, she will advise the head of state to dissolve Parliament and have everyone go back to the polls.
Okay. Well, you know, with opposition leader and former long-time PM, we know Tula Epa, Sailele Marilinga, he brought on this no-confidence vote. And we all know he's not one to mince words, right? So what did he have to say?
He even mentioned that the vote of no confidence was done twice in the past. Now, he said the significance of conducting it in Parliament was to determine where the majority support, you know, is in Parliament, basically because of the conflict that's happening between the FAST chairman and Prime Minister Fiamme. He even went, you know, as far as to tell Lauli if they support Fiamme in the vote of no confidence, him and his loyal FAST members should go and support her administration and to stop being, he used the term ngutungutulua in Samoan, which can mean saying one thing and doing another. Or, you know, typically described right now as being two-faced, to be exact, yes.
Well, and, you know, as we've seen this journey between, you know, FAST versus HRPP, they really do have, you know, their loyalists. So I'm wondering, what does the public really even make of it all?
Now, a small protest was done outside the building where Parliament convened. You know, they called for Prime Minister Fiamme to resign. Now, I understand that supporters are from FAST. And so they were calling for, you know, in a peaceful protest, they were calling for her to resign. Now, you know, online or on social media and even some of the members of the public, it's just mixed support, really. Some do support Prime Minister being in office, while others are calling for her to resign as a peaceful resolution, really. And also, you know, online, it's just, it's like politics in Samoa has really grasped the attention of Samoan people.
Mm.
It's evident in, you know, on Facebook and even social media platforms, you know, that the most trending word on social media in Samoa is this, the word that Tula Epa used, or the opposition leader used, Ngutu Ngutu Lua. So everyone's just using it as a term used for pretty much anything, really. But yeah, it's just showcasing that interest in people.
Yeah. Well, Adele, where to from here then? Because can we maybe expect Lauli and his FAS supporters to make any more attempts to unseat Fiamea, or could they be worried about a potential of a snap election if they do?
Yes, that's correct. We are expecting more political drama, to be exact, and for the FAS chairman and his loyal FAS members. They are attempting, because in Parliament they made it clear, if she will not resign in Parliament, they will attempt to remove her from office if she does not decide to do that. So, yes.
Mm. Well, look, as always, Adele, really grateful that you're keeping us across as to what is happening within the politics in Samoa. We will definitely keep in touch with you as this continues. Whaftai lava.
Thank you, Aggie.
No worries. That is our reporter in Samoa, Adele Fruin, here on Pacific Beat.